Hi, I'm Tedra Meyer, Vermont Edition producer, and I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited down a bit for clarity and brevity. Hope you like it. Enjoy.
This week is Transgender Awareness Week. It's a time when organizations and people across the country are raising visibility about non-binary and trans people. Then, coming up on Monday, it's Transgender Day of Remembrance, when we memorialize and honor people whose lives were lost in acts of anti-transgender violence. Joining us now to discuss both of these events is Susan McNeil. Susan's part of Bellows Falls Pride, an organization that provides support and community connection for LGBTQIA plus people in southern Vermont. Susan, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit more to start about Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is coming up in just a couple of days. It started in 1999. What is it exactly meant to draw awareness to?
It's meant to draw awareness to the hate and discrimination that has been visited for decades against people who identify as transgender. It's a time to remember that we all need to be involved in addressing the issue and taking some kind of action. So here in Bellows Falls on the 20th, which is next Monday, we'll be holding a silent candlelight vigil at the site of the Anders Inn Historic Marker in downtown Bellows Falls.
And since you brought up the Anders Inn, it was something I wanted to ask you about. Tell us a little bit about this landmark.
Well, it certainly is a landmark, that's for sure. And part of the inspiration for our Bellows Falls Pride group to actually come together. It operated from 1973 to 1984, created sanctuary and safety for the LGBTQ plus community, and was referred to as the gay experiment in rural Vermont. So many people would travel by train from New York City and other large urban areas to come to Bellows Falls and be able to enjoy a weekend of community and feeling as though they belonged right here in our village.
And as you mentioned, you're part of an organization that works with folks of many different backgrounds and providing different forms of support and community. I'm curious, especially right now during Transgender Awareness Week, about the role of allies in that community building. What does it mean to you to be an ally?
Well, the role of allies is critical, absolutely. When you think about the fact that in 2023, 586 anti-trans bills have been introduced across the country. 586 bills in 49 states, and 376 of those are still actively being considered. 20 states have already passed legislation, anti-trans legislation, working against both youth and adults, a population that's being, you know, unfairly demonized and vilified for just wanting to exist in this world is who they are. So I think that it's critical more than ever for allies to join with people who identify as part of the LGBTQ plus community. And we're very fortunate to have our Vermont representative, Becca Ballant, in Washington, D.C. Recently, she was at a hearing, and I love this one line that she had to say. It is morally bankrupt and deeply un-American to continue to attack these kids. And, you know, that's true. I think that our leaders need to really stand up, particularly allies, and have a voice in this issue, which is becoming more and more difficult for people to find safety and security if they identify as trans.
Listeners, if this is resonating with you, you can call in at 800-639-2211. We're discussing Transgender Awareness Week with Susan McNeil of Bellows Falls. Susan, what has been the community response to some of the events that Bellows Falls Pride has been putting together, not just for Transgender Awareness Week, but throughout the year?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a very interesting story about how we came together. It's just a group of six of us, and we decided that we might like to see some films during Pride Month last June at the Bellows Falls Opera House. And so we were able to book four films on our classic Wednesday evenings, and they were all very well attended by a cross-section of the community. And from that, we put together a whistle stop campaign, which Congresswoman Ballin also was able to attend. So that was really great. And we managed to bring attention and awareness to the fact that the historic marker for the Andrews Inn had been placed at the back of the building. And really, it should have been more visible for anybody in the community, passersby. And we were able to work with the Historic Preservation Trust and our local Historic Preservation Commission and our select board to be able to get that sign moved to the front of the sidewalk so that people now can understand the importance that the Andrews Inn played in this community, in fact, in the state of Vermont and beyond. So there were some things that we did that weren't specific to the LGBTQ audience, but impacted certainly the ability of others to understand why this was an important issue. And, you know, that was thrilling for us, absolutely thrilling. We're going on, actually. Tonight is a nice coincidence here in Bellows Falls, if I can give a plug to a show that's going to be at the Opera
Please.
House. It's a triple bill with Betty Sue, Peter Mulvey, and Chris Matthews. And why this is important in particular with Transgender Awareness Week is because Chris identifies as a queer singer-songwriter. And so I'm delighted about the timing that she'll be here in the village and on the stage and inviting the audience to participate in a sing-along song that she's written called The Rainbow Song.
Mm.
So that, you know, that's just really a nice coincidence. But again, an opportunity to reach out to everyone, you know, equality and safety and security is not just an issue specific to the LGBTQ plus community. It's for everyone. We all want to feel that we have a level of acceptance and certainly safety as we go about our lives.
Mm.
And
well,
we can only do that if we all support one another.
Well, I just want to jump in here to squeeze in one call before we have to wrap up this hour. We have Katie in Hartford, Vermont, calling in. Katie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I am a parent of a gender-fluid child and who came out to us last year. And I have to say, as not a born and raised Vermonter, I am so pleased with the supports that are out there to support us as a family, cisgender white family, with understanding and supporting our child, knowing what is out there if children that are of the LGBTQ plus community aren't supported. And recently, I received the Handling with Care new toolkit for parents and caregivers from Outright Vermont. And I am so happy with that document that is geared toward families and written with the audience of LGBTQ plus youth and families input, but also Governor's Institute of Vermont. My child was at the Arts Institute and came home and said, "Mom, I've never felt so supported by adults and children that are like me in my life." So, so happy and pleased that those resources are out there for Vermonters and that we're able to support our child and our community.
Oh, well, Katie, I'm so glad that you and your family are finding the resources that you need to support your child. Susan McNeil, that's a great point to end on. Katie brought up a lot of helpful resources for families. What are your suggestions of places folks should look to, particularly during Transgender Awareness Week, if they're looking to learn more or to support someone in their family?
Well, here in Vermont, Outright Vermont does have an incredible website and offers at a very low cost or free a number of downloads for people who want to find some support as they address these issues in their lives and the issues for their children. Beyond that, of course, national organization like the Human Rights Campaign and GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, there are so many organizations. You can just Google LGBTQ plus resources and come up with an incredible list of ways that people can find that support. But I would also suggest look to your local communities. You know, if somebody in the Bellows Falls area needs some help, we're certainly all over Facebook. People know who we are. You know, just reach out to us and we will do the best we can to provide support. Libraries are, you know, speaking about literacy, to kind of circle back, libraries are another excellent resource to just go in and speak with the librarian and say, you know, where are some books that will be helpful for my children, myself, my family, as we delve into these really important issues.
Well, Susan McNeil with Bellows Falls Pride, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about the work that you all are doing this Transgender Awareness Week.
Thank you very much.